Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. There are several Cochrane reviews of the effects of exercise, and the one for chronic fatigue syndrome was updated in February 2015. Gene Williams describes the review and its latest findings.
Chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS, also called myalgic encephalomyelitis, ME, is characterized by persistent, medically unexplained fatigue, as well as symptoms such as sleep disturbance, headaches, and impairments to concentration and short-term memory. The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence guideline in the UK recommends exercise therapy, and the suggestion in the previous version of this Cochrane review that exercise therapy was a promising treatment has been reinforced by this update. The review now includes a total of 8 randomized trials with just over 1,500 adults. 7 of the studies used aerobic exercise therapy, such as walking, swimming, cycling, or dancing, while the 8th used non-aerobic exercise. Most studies asked participants to exercise at home between 3 and 5 times per week, with a target duration of 5 to 15 minutes per session, and used different methods for increasing the intensity of the exercise. The accumulated evidence shows that exercise therapy was more effective at reducing fatigue than passive treatment or no treatment. Exercise therapy may have a positive effect on people's daily physical functioning, sleep, and self-ratings of overall health. One study suggested that exercise therapy was more effective than pacing strategies for reducing fatigue. However, exercise therapy was no more effective than the psychological treatment, cognitive behavioral therapy. There was insufficient evidence to show effects on pain, depression, or use of other healthcare services, and no evidence that exercise therapy might worsen symptoms. Looking to the future, there is a continuing need to investigate the type, duration, intensity, and mode of delivery of the exercise to try to find the most beneficial intervention. This may be possible in part through an individual participant data or IPD review, and a protocol has been prepared to do this, which will also add in other types of exercise therapy, such as Qigong.
To read the current version of the review, go to thecochranelibrary.com and search for Exercise CFS. That's also where you'll be able to find the IPD review when it's ready.